The Lubbock County Elections Office buzzed Friday afternoon. As poll workers trained in the back room, citizens passed through the front to collect voter registration forms. Everyone was getting ready for an unparalleled election.
As you walked in, you saw the number of people that are coming in.
That's Lubbock County Judge Curtis Parrish.
This is normal for us in the last few weeks, and will be normal for the next month as we lead up to Election Day in November.
Monday was the last day Texans could register to vote in the November 3rd election. In Lubbock, as of Tuesday morning, more than 181,500 people are registered, a new record in the county. That's about a 9% increase compared to the November 2016 election. That year, about 60% of registered voters actually cast a ballot.
We've had a massive increase in people who are registering to vote, who want to participate in the voting process this year for the election, for a variety of reasons.
Parrish, who's on the county's election board, encourages people to make a voting plan and make it soon.
It's not only are we dealing with the vast number of people that are now very interested in voting and being part of the voting process, but we're also maintaining these COVID-19 protocols. But because of that, things will take a little bit longer in line.
COVID-19 protocols will be like those used during primary runoff voting in July. Face masks are encouraged and personal protection equipment will be available. For those not comfortable voting in person, there's still time to request a mail-in ballot. But unlike other states, the standards to do that in Texas were not changed due to the pandemic. To receive a ballot, voters must be 65 or older, sick or disabled, or out of the county during early voting. It's been a popular option.
Well, as far as the mail ballots, this is 8,547 mail ballots that we have here.
That's Dorothy Kennedy, the elections administrator for Lubbock County. She's pointing to a cart with 36 mail trays, each stuffed with green envelopes.
We've also emailed out about a little over 400 electronic ballots to our military and our overseas citizens. And so that gives us from what we had total in 2016 in the last presidential, because you want to stay like elections to compare apple to apples, we're up almost 75%.
Last week, Texas Governor Greg Abbott limited the number of ballot drop-off boxes to one per county, a move that's led to multiple lawsuits. Parrish says Lubbock County was always set to have just one drop-off box at the elections office downtown. Voters can only drop off their own ballot. Kennedy assures it's safe to mail a ballot in, postmarked by November 3rd. The last day to apply for a mail-in ballot is October 23rd. If you're heading to the polls in person this election, early voting starts October 13th and goes through October 30th. The period was extended this year to account for possible challenges caused by the pandemic. In 2016, 47% of voters did their civic duty early.
If you are voting, come vote early. Avoid the lines.
Parrish advises looking at your ballot early and researching who and what's on it. Ballots are different based on your address, but there are 55 total measures being voted on in Lubbock. The presidential election will, of course, be on all of them, but so will municipal elections postponed in May. Voters can bring their sample ballot to the voting booth, likely decreasing the time at the machine.
We encourage that. That's going to save you quite a bit of time if you looked all that over and get all that research prior to coming to vote.
According to the elections website, there are 25 locations for in-person early voting, and voters can go to any of them. On Election Day, November 3rd, 43 locations will be open. For more information on voting or to view your ballot, visit votelubbock.org. I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick for Texas Tech Public Media.